T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention?
Sage Rosenfels, the official Tuesday morning quarterback with Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi, longtime football observer.
I grew up with a little 19-inch black and white, I don't even know if it was 19 inches, it might have been 12 inches or something, black and white TV that had four channels. We basically watched the black and blue division. My dad's from Chicago. All we basically watched were Vikings, Packers, Bears, Packers.
12 years of NFL experience.
Rosenfels with the ball, the bootleg, fake the pass, dives for the end zone, and in for the touchdown. Sage Rosenfels, brilliant on that first drive.
Goat of the preseason.
It's a specialty.
Sage Rosenfels with Dan Bernstein and Layla Rahimi on 670 The Score.
Well, our topic of discussion with Sage Rosenfels is going to end up being a little bit different, perhaps, than it would otherwise be because of the breaking news that we have. If you are just joining us, about 2 hours ago, Patch.com out of Illinois. And by the way, Patch.com is a large group of suburban news outlets. And Mark Conkle, the Pulitzer Prize-winning former Sun-Timesman, who already has joined us on these airwaves, reports that Matt Nagy will coach his last game for the Bears on Thanksgiving in Detroit, and we are dealing with the fallout of that. Brad Biggs on Twitter, who is part of the Bears' current media availability, says, Chris Tabor came out to talk and said, speculation is speculation. I'd love to talk about the Detroit Lions. Chris Tabor said of Matt Nagy, according to Chris Emma, he said, I see him behind closed doors. I see him in front of the team. I see the same person. That's why I love working for the guy, because he's the same person every day. There has not been a denial of the reports as of yet. This segment with Sage Rosenfels is brought to you by EOC Audio. They make today's home technology simple. Check them out at EOCAudio.com. He is with us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. And he is also, as he so often is, with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore.com. Sage, so if you're a player right now and all this is going on, what the hell is happening amongst players?
It's the worst, to be honest with you. It's one of the worst things, other than, of course, being cut, but to be on a team that's not only losing, but it feels like and smells like and looks like your head coach is going to be fired at the end of the season. It is a bit sort of confusing, or it's a bit, unnerving. It's sort of like you don't know what's going to happen next. Who's going to be here next year? You know, players that are under contract, players that are going to be free agents, coaches, right? There's an aspect of when the head coach is gone, pretty much all the assistant coaches are going to be gone too. Some may stay, right? And they'll have those opportunities with whatever the new head coach would be. But it really does throw the whole season into sort of disarray. And it really then comes down to who are the leaders of this football team? Who is going to be the types of players that are going to sort of take the team on their back and say, all right, the season's probably lost. The season's pretty much done. Who can we rally around and try to finish this thing right? Right. Who are truly those leaders who are going to be here in the future, who are going to be part of this foundation into the future? And you know, those guys start to bring themselves to the surface. And so we will see who those leaders are on this football team, not only defensively, but of course, offensively. You'd like to think your quarterback is one of those guys, but they have a rookie starting quarterback who is now hurt. So this team is in desperate need for various forms of leadership. And now it sort of moves from, usually it's the head coach and the coaching staff as leaders, now down to those players and captains who are leaders on this team.
Even with also plenty of well-informed speculation that it could end up being more than the coach to be let go whenever that is. You've worked with Justin Fields. You've known him since he was a kid. What would you say to him right now? Like, if you could, and what does he need to hear? First of all, the poor guy's hurting. When you have a rib injury, it's hard to even, you know, sneeze and breathe and sleep and eat. And he's going to miss this game, and he's now going through all of it. What's the best way to sort of reach out to him and handle him right now? Who should be talking to him and how?
Well, you know, he has people in his circle, right? Obviously, he has his agent and his close family members and his, you know, his mentors. And there's guys on this football team who have been around the block and have been to other places and probably been through these situations, those types of veterans. And if I'm, you know, talking to Justin Fields, I'm just saying, hey, sir, you're going to be here for a while. All right. So don't get caught up in one season and one game. Try to get healthy, of course, and get back and compete with your guys. But you're sort of setting the foundation for you, for this team to then at some point rally around you as a team leader of this football team. Because this team is looking for someone to sort of go to, and you hate to like go to a rookie quarterback as that person, but he can be that person. He can be somebody that everyone at some point slowly starts to count on as the guy who's going to lead this franchise in the future. And just sort of know that, you know, everything that you do in the rehab room and the quarterback means, even if you're not playing, be fully invested in this football team. Be fully invested in the wide receivers and the tight ends and the offensive line, just as if you're playing in this game. Do whatever you can to try to eke out wins, I said, whether you're playing or whether you're not playing. But I would fully dive into the season and not take a step back and say, oh, I'm injured, I'm going to sort of just be over here rehabbing and getting ready for whenever I play. Fully dive into trying to win football games and helping this team win football games. Because, you know, if the head coach gets fired, if the GM gets fired, if all these things start to fall apart, you are building something for the future, for your own personal career, but as this football team. And my guess is that Justin Fields wants to be a great quarterback for the Chicago Bears for, you know, a decade plus to come. Well, that can actually start in a bad time. And one, you know, a buddy of mine said to me recently, there is no growth without conflict. Hmm. And right now the Bears are dealing with all sorts of conflict. There isn't much growth when everything is good. When everybody's winning and all the plays work, there just isn't usually emotional maturity there that occurs from that. But when you have times of conflict, which the Bears are dealing with a lot of it, this is the time where you can really grow, and this is where I time to really dig in, to really get in with your claws, really dig in, say, you know, this is a good football team. Let's see if we can't finish the season on a positive note. Whatever happens with the coaches and all that other stuff, put that aside. At the end of the day, it's the 53 guys on the active roster. It's the, you know, however many guys get the dress now for the games. It's the 11 guys who are on the field and offense. That's all that matters. And they're not a terrible football team, but as we all know, the difference between 3-7 and 7-3 is actually not that much. It's a couple plays here and there. And if they can make those plays in this last third of the season, that could give them some great momentum heading into year number two for Justin Fields.
It's amazing also to learn what so many of us thought when it happened. And that's what was from podcaster Jordan Schultz yesterday, who we know is close with Allen Robinson, who said the moment they started down this road of kind of pretending Andy Dalton was QB1 and naming him the guy and putting Justin Fields in charge of the scout team, just moments ago before he joined us, Kalen Kaler, who covers the Bears in the NFL for The Defector, said that there was a lot of dissatisfaction from Justin Fields when he was running scout team, and maybe thought that was a bit of an insult or an indignity to somebody in his position. That if you had it to do all over again, did the Bears really screw it up that badly? Should we have been looking more closely? Again, not being in the locker room and not being around these players, maybe we underappreciated how their mishandling of those roles mattered early on in the year.
I mean, it's a bit been sort of a foggy year altogether, right? The entire, I mean, it's really been a sort of a foggy 4+ years. You know, the Trubisky era was sort of foggy of what are they going to do with him, or what should they be doing with him, or what type of offense are they trying to run with this guy who seems to be better at throwing on the run than a pocket passer, yet they're constantly in the pocket. Like, it's like, what's going on there? Then they let him go, obviously, and start over, and you know who's going to be the starting quarterback this year. Obviously, in normal situations, you'd like to sort of use that Kansas City route of having the veteran game manager, a.k.a. Alex Smith / Andy Dalton, be the starter and have that first-round guy sit for a half a year or most of that first year so they can really learn a lot. Andy Dalton didn't seem to be that guy to sit, you know, what seems like you have sort of a Ferrari in the garage to not have a special talent play. And I just do think that there's enough things that Justin Fields does well that they could have put a very solid functioning offense that can be a threat to the other side of the football, to defenses that they play with a quarterback. There's ways to sort of hide the inexperience of a rookie. And the Bears didn't seem to really have that as from a coaching standpoint of how do we get this guy in the field who obviously has some real talent, whether it's the way he runs, but obviously the way he throws balls, in particular, those balls to the outside, man, those stop routes, those comeback routes, he rarely misses on those throws. And how can we put a functioning offense with a guy that we think is much better than Andy Dalton on the field? And the Bears just sort of couldn't quite figure that out early on, and then sort of as the season has progressed.
I know I started out by asking you what's going on, what players are thinking right now. I don't know if they know what to think. As I'm following everything sort of minute by minute here, Sage, that the Bears are still trotting out their regular lineup of Tuesday of a Thursday game media availabilities here. Poor Chris Tabor, the special teams coach, is deflecting questions about Matt Nagy. And it's been 2 hours and 20 minutes, and the team has not either transparently confirmed the report or has issued any kind of denial of the report. And I can't imagine that as in the building right now in Halas Hall, you're a player, you've got your notebook, you've got your tablet, you're going from your positional meeting to grab a snack to the weight room or whatever you're doing. And I can only imagine the hushed conversations, you know, whispered voices in the stairwells and hallways right now. This is no way to run an operation internally or externally.
Yeah, there are a lot of conversations going on amongst those players openly, but there's also a lot of sort of, I look at you in the eye, you look at me in the eye, and we sort of go like, okay, what's, you know, we don't have to say anything, right? Like, what's going on around here? But at the end of the day, as an NFL player, you're a professional, you're paid to do your job, whoever the head coach is, whatever the situation is, whoever the players are around you, you have to do your job. You have to do your job not only for your organization, but you have to do your job for yourself and for your own career. And whoever the head coach is for this team, whoever the players are that are going to finish out this season, every one of these players and coaches, they want to coach and play next year. And whether it's for the Bears or for somebody else. And so I always thought that is sort of the beauty of the NFL is – you're always sort of working to play for now, but really to also play for the future. I always felt like the last month of the year, even when the season was over, you weren't going to make the playoffs. You're playing for next year, for your own career, for your next contract. And coaches are right there too. They're playing for next year as well. So there's always something to play for. And I've been in a situation where we were, I believe, 1-9. And of course, Bears fans will love this name. Dave Wannstedt was our head coach back in 2004 in Miami. And we, you know, Ricky Williams had quit before the year. And this year just went into this tailspin right off the bat. We finished that year, I believe, 3-3, but we probably could have been 4-2 or 5-1. We played really well underneath our interim head coach, Jim Bates, who was our defensive coordinator, because guys loved Jim. And our defense was the strength of our team. But there's something about changing the head coach that almost brought our team together. We went up to Seattle, we went to San Francisco, and this back-to-back road game actually was this week, right? Sort of surrounding Thanksgiving. And our team got this sort of extra spark because we did like playing with one another. The players liked each other. We had great leadership on that team. We had guys like Zach Thomas and Junior Seau and Jason Taylor, who are great leaders, who were, even though the season was sort of done and in the toilet, there's a lot of pride. And I promise you, guys like, you know, Roquan Smith and some of the players on the team have a lot of pride, and they do not want to go out there and embarrass themselves. They want to try to win as many football games as possible. Again, you're playing for your team, but at the end of the day, you are playing for yourself. You're playing for your name. You're playing for your career. And I promise you, Bears players and coaches will do that the rest of the season.
Really,
they have good leaders on this team. I truly do believe that. This is not a team that's void of quality players and players who have the right types of mindset. Those Chicago Bear type of mindsets that you want. This team has a whole bunch of those guys. I think those guys are going to show themselves the last month of the season.
Really appreciate the time, and here's hoping this Thanksgiving provides an alternate definition of sage stuffing.
Well, it should be good. I'll be in Los Angeles. My daughter has a soccer tournament out there, so I'll be out by the beach and enjoying a little 80 degree weather instead of this chilly Midwestern Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Good luck. Go win it. That is Sage Rosenfels, our Tuesday quarterback. We are following the developments at Halas Hall. They are still going along with their regular media schedule, which means that until we hear otherwise, Matt Nagy is scheduled to speak. We're going to keep you updated on everything that is going on and what we find out minute by minute. The report with which we started the show from Mark Konkol was that Matt Nagy has been told that he is going to coach Thursday and that is going to be his last game as Bears head coach. We'll find out how tenable that arrangement all remains. So don't go anywhere. I'm Dan Bernstein. This is the Bernstein and Rahimi Show. You have the score.
How is the status of the coaching staff and Matt?
My status is that we're going to go to walkthrough, then I'm going to go to practice, and on Thursday I'm going to coach our tails off to win the football game. I don't know anything about that report. And reports are just reports to me. I have a job to do, so I'm going to stick to that job. And that's not coach speak, and I'm not trying to get fired up about the question, but we're going to do our job.
Go Bears!
I don't know how you let the special teams coach come out and face that. I really don't. That's just not proper media relations management. Chris Tabor should not be the very first guy on the beachhead coming out here to defend from whatever's going on or deflect from whatever's going on. That's just, it's not right. If you are denying the report, we're at 2.5 hours plus right now. If you're waiting for Matt Nagy to speak in 15 minutes, he is still scheduled to speak in 15 minutes, and it's possible that they've told him that, hey, Matt, you know, go out there and say none of this is true. If it weren't true, someone in the organization should have said something by now. Someone. There should have been some official word reacting to this report that has found its way everywhere, to all the national platforms and to Pro Football Talk and Mike Florio talking about it. The fact that we came out of this, you know, boom, at 9 o'clock and there it was. It should not be on the special teams coach to come out and say the things that he's saying. It's not fair to him, and that is not strong media relations management right now. So what we have to kind of arrange some things, if you'll understand what we're doing here. We're presuming Matt Nagy is going to speak at 11:45. We're going to carry that for you live right here. And we want to make sure that we have room for that at the time. So we're trying to get ahead on some of our commercial responsibilities to make sure that we are wide open to be able to do that for you. But all that we know right now is that there is a report, and one from a reputable reporter, that Matt Nagy has been told he's done and he is still expected to coach Thursday. Some of this doesn't seem to add up as professional or fair or appropriate to put him out there to be vivisected and eulogized on a Fox broadcast by Joe Buck and Troy Aikman. Not that I'm saying they would go after him in any way that's unfair, but to put him and his family and everybody in that position is strange to me. unless the Bears thought there was no way this news was going to get out. Well, you can even debate whether or not a coach should be told, even if he knows the axe is coming after the game and somebody says, hey, stop by my office after the game, or said, hey, we need to talk to you, and he knows what that death knell is, to make it official in any way or to let him know beforehand is questionable too. I don't know what there is to be gained at that point, but we're following everything that's going on. We are preparing still, unless we're told otherwise, to hear from Matt Nagy in just a few moments, and we'll carry that live. I'm Dan Bernstein of the Bernstein Rahimi Show. Keep it here on The Score.
A source with the Bears told me, this is very early in the season when they decided to go with Andy Dalton as the starter, which, you know, I think was an interesting choice that we can look back on now and sort of try to analyze what that means. But, you know, a source told me then that Fields was pissed in practice about being put on scout team, you know, because that was something he hadn't really had to do during camp, obviously, because he got to take more reps with the ones and twos. So, you know, a source told me that he was like visibly like mad at being like now the scout team quarterback, which is obviously something you want to see in a rookie who's competitive. He wants a starting job. But now I'm kind of looking back on that a little bit differently and thinking, like, it's possible he could have been mad at the coaching staff of being like, you know, why aren't I the guy? So that's that I'm sort of like looking back at a little bit differently now that I remember that.
There's a lot of retrospective stuff that we're doing today based on how we're folding in each next bit of information that we get. We started the show with this report from Mark Konkle that Matt Nagy was told he was out and that Thursday was going to be the last game he would coach. Then trying to figure out how you're going to do that. There's been no denial from the team, no confirmation from the team. They just trotted out the special teams coach, which is frankly inexcusable. You really cannot do that if you're trying to manage things properly. Or the Bears themselves are scrambling around trying to figure out what's real and what they know and who leaked that. And there may be people who thought that they were in charge or part of this who now realize that they're not. John Greenberg from The Athletic, he just tweeted, "The weirdest press conference day at Halas Hall was in 2014 when they made Aaron Cromer talk about ripping Jay Cutler anonymously to a reporter. The same year, Brandon Marshall called that awful press conference and Phil Emery read some Kerry Newcomer lyrics." Yeah, that is not the weirdest. And I can tell you that the Dave McGinnis day was unquestionably weirder. And I spent all day at Halas Hall covering that and was live with you on The Score on my big brick cell phone trying to explain to you what I was seeing when Ted Phillips and everybody else were out there trying to tell us what was going on. That day was really, really, really weird. And this is another one. This is going to go down one way or another, how this is handled so far. The fact that we are already 2 hours and 40 minutes without any official response from the team, that this is getting up there as far as level of weird and level of Bearsness. I started by praising a non-Bears-like move, knowing, as we all knew, as we discussed openly immediately after the game and all day on Bears Monday yesterday, our Horizon Therapeutics Bears Monday, that something was different and something was over and we knew it and we felt it and now it was how it was going to happen. So apparently, based on this report, the Bears have acted, and yet leave it to the Bears to make it as weird as it is. The special teams coach has already talked. The press availabilities are continuing at Halas Hall. Next up, scheduled, is Matt Nagy, scheduled to talk in just a couple of minutes. We're going to take one more time out, and we will be here ready for him to appear, either confirm or deny or something in between. All I can tell you is we're all going to find it out together. Don't go anywhere. I'm Dan Bernstein, Bernstein and Rahimi on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.